Brad Burge is the communications director for the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies in Santa Cruz, MAPS for short. They have been involved in the effort to get federal approval for this study. And now that it's there, what did it take to get it?
Well, it's been a long time coming. I've been talking about it as the longest, most drawn-out, frustrating drug deal in American history. We've been working for 22 years to try to start research that could potentially develop marijuana into a federally approved prescription drug. You know, we've been seeing a huge upswing in public support for medical uses of marijuana, but this study that just finally got approved is actually going to move it down the path to being a prescription medicine.
So what changed?
A lot has changed. We've submitted that protocol in the past to the very same agency. For a little bit of background, the National Institute on Drug Abuse, NIDA, is the monopoly supplier of marijuana for research in the United States. So anybody who wants to do research on marijuana has to go through the National Institute on Drug Abuse. So we've been denied several times permission to purchase marijuana from NIDA, and we finally got permission. I think it's been the change in cultural opinion, the change in political support. We have Barack Obama admitting that there's medical uses for marijuana. We have more and more medical associations accepting medical uses. Legalization nationwide, it's like it's something that's really going to happen. So we have these changes in mentality where it's starting to put science in front of politics.
Let's talk briefly about the study itself. What's it trying to do?
We're looking at a number of different strains of marijuana with different concentrations of the active components of marijuana, tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, and cannabidiol, or CBD. And then we're also comparing smoking versus vaporization to see which is going to be safest and most effective. And we're focusing on symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, entirely in U.S. veterans. We'll be treating 70 veterans who have tried other therapies, either medications or psychotherapy, and it hasn't worked. So we're going to see if we can use marijuana to reduce symptoms in these veterans.
If you're working with the federally sanctioned, specifically grown marijuana through NIDA, how does that compare to what's available in California, Colorado, Washington, and the rest of the outside world?
Well, in the past, researchers have complained that NIDA marijuana is of inferior quality, that it contains a lot of sticks and stems and not as much psychoactive, useful material as they would like. However, the researchers at the University of Mississippi Farm, where they grow the marijuana, they have said that they have all the strains and all the concentrations that we would need if it's listed in the protocol. But what we have listed in the protocol, because that's what NIDA had, does not really compare to the marijuana that's currently available in dispensaries all across the country, especially higher THC strains.
This being the first foot in the door, does it open the gates for things to follow?
It's certainly a first step towards opening these gates, which is to say this extra review process going through the Department of Health and Human Services, which is required for research using marijuana but not using any other Schedule I drug. That is the gate that we've gotten through, and it's the first time that anybody's been able to purchase marijuana from NIDA for marijuana drug development research. That gate does still exist. What we'd like to do now is to remove that requirement entirely, since all it seems to have done for our current study is to delay its initiation by 3 years.
Well, Brad, it's good news that you're underway finally, and I thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
It sure is. Thanks, Bruce.